a lot more cosmic ray damage. And in the last 15 years, they started this. You can go find these articles about how the sun's heliosphere has diminished by about 50%, and at the same time, the entire solar system has spiraled into enhanced cosmic rays. So over the course of the last 100 years, the Earth's magnetic field has diminished about 50% since they've been measuring it. So you've got all these things coming together where we're all getting exposed to more cosmic rays and genetic damage.
Okay, my top of the hour break is coming up here. So, but hey, thanks for calling in and sharing that. It's always interesting when you do call in, okay?
Oh, thanks. See you.
All right, my best to you there. Anyway, my break, I'm sure when it's going to get here. It should be here. I don't know why these computer clocks are all wrong again. But anyway, you know, there it is. I have a thing to tell you here about double speak again. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Ken is having computer issues over there right now, so don't mind the lapse there, but he had to reboot over there. Had that problem last week with mine, as well as the computer screens always jump around on Twitter and stuff to where it says you already tweeted that, or, you know, tweet does not exist. Anyway. Caller, Charlie, is that Louisiana or L.A.? Oh, Charlie, why don't you call back? Maybe Ken goofed that up, but maybe that's him. Is he on the air? Okay, good evening, Charlie. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I was somebody who really never believed we walked on the moon. I didn't have to see pictures or look at it scientifically. I just knew that human nature would not let anybody do it because it was a suicide mission. and now we're going to launder some more money in Texas talking about going to Mars. You're not going to get anybody to go to Mars, Keith.
No. I had a little debate with Mike Rivero because I've been in communications for 40 years. And I have a repeater system here that it has almost a half-second delay each side of the transmitters. Now they're receiving the signal, but then the internal circuit's having to key up the transmitter for the core circuit, you know. But anyway, to listen to the alleged mission to the moon like that, there's no delay in the transmissions. When, radio waves travel 186,000 miles per second there, it should be almost pretty close to 1.75-second delay. And when you hear them talking over each other, plus some of those have the reset beep from there, which would be a repeater of some sort. But anyway, the delay isn't there. It's just like watching that CNN video, allegedly from Saudi Arabia to Atlanta, and the reporter and the other journalist is sitting there in the newsroom, and as they're talking like that, he says, "What'd you say?" They were hearing everyone instantly. And see, there was no delay in the transmissions that I could see from coming from the moon.
Yeah, I think that got best fake news quality a couple years ago. Well, Mike Rivero, he's a proud former employee.
NASA guy,
He really believes we went there.
I have no problems with Mike.
I'm not going to bug him about it.
Yeah. I mean, when he was sick, a year and a half or so ago, I was the first one to call him in the hospital. Okay, you know, but and I wasn't in on our beer,
But I mean, it's just money laundering. I mean, they laundered money with solar energy under Obama. Now we hit the ping pong ball on the other side of the table. Now we're going to launder money under Trump down into
But you also see, Charlie, that. They're also making it so that it's getting harder and harder to get solar. Now they're imposed this big import tariff on the solar panels coming in the United States. They don't want people on solar. They don't want them off the grid. You see where people's homes are being seized and everything like that, you know. They don't want you off the oil. They don't want you off the LP gas. They want you burn it like that because that's how corporations make money. Forget that you be free and independent, you know.
Well, they're in Clark County, Nevada. You're familiar with Vegas. I knew people for a while that were getting in on the selling it back to XL or the power company there, and then they stopped it. They said, "Well, no, we can't take anymore." So yeah, Trump's tariffs on the is just good for the power companies. They love Trump for that.
Well, yeah, and it's like that big LA sinkhole that opened up here not too long after Katrina there. And, of course, the biggest area of concern was that was where the strategic oil supplies were. And they just pump it down that big, huge salt domes, and it stores there. And, of course, as it starts caving in around there from the excessive water and moisture like that, then people get concerned there because it just, there goes your cap, you know. Water dissolves salt, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, yeah, no problem, Charlie. Was that Los Angeles or Louisiana?
Los Angeles.
Okay, he has L.A., so I'm just a little unsure. Okay, all right, you take care. Thanks for calling in, okay?
Yeah, bye now.
All right, again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. You know, since World War I, all these militaries, they keep giving these operations that they're in, all these beautiful names, like Turkey's Erdogan over there, has called it Operation Olive Branch. And I keep thinking of all the photos you see of all those people being bombed there, the kids sitting there. Olive Branch, I mean, that's like saying Operation Iraqi Freedom. Do you think the Iraqis are free over there? Whether it be with ISIS running around, they're no different or better off now than they were before any of the wars that have been held over there. But they assign these weird names that is exactly opposite. The other doublespeak I was talking about. And there's a nice story here from Neo Journal. It's on the height of contemporary U.S. influence over Thailand than what it was in 2001. it talks about the U.S. interests at Thailand's own expense. And, of course, it started out with the 2003 invasion and occupation of Iraq. That's where you start buttering people up. And, of course, hosting the CIA's intelligence agency's extraordinary rendition on the privatization of Thailand's natural resources. So this goes right on with the LP gas, oil, and all like that. They get it all into their possession, and they have it to sell. And, of course, again, solar cells, wind turbines, they become illegal in areas. You see more and more of those stories in the paper where the people are facing big fines. I know up around Lake Michigan that's happened, where they capitalize off the winds off the lake. So they go to these wind generators, wind turbines. But it's over and over. And, of course, I looked it up there, what Thailand's GDP was, and it's $395 billion U.S. dollars in 2015. Oddly, Israel's was $299 billion in 2015. But, I mean, the amount of exports, and some of these include machinery, electrical machinery, vehicles, gems, precious metals, plastics, mineral fuels, including oil, $6.3 billion on that. Meat, seafood preparations, Again, if you look at the exports of the United States, it's basically the same thing. And, again, we're back to the same issue here, like with the stories above about products being made in China and maybe tainted with lead and stuff. Here again is another country, Thailand. Third world, as they call it, basically selling meat and seafood preparations. And so, again, you may not see it directly on your store shelf, but if you went to, say, like Little China and stuff like these areas, most of the products imported for those stores are, in fact, from China. But this constant trade imbalances to where people aren't really growing things for themselves. They're growing it to sell it elsewhere. But anyway, more sad news, though. A U.S.-led coalition bombs this Iraqi police headquarters over there in a friendly fire incident, and this isn't being hailed too well. But they spoke of at least 11 dead, including 10 members of the Iraqi security forces, and then it was confirmed that on the by a private official that it was 8 actual casualties. But most of the people in that were the heads there of this al-Baghdadi town, where it says that even the town's own police chief was in there. But when I heard of that, I keep thinking of all these precision airstrikes, or precision drone strike, We're simply left with all this collateral damage, and of course it'll be written off some way. And of course, I don't know if you're familiar there, but when the Afghan war started going there, and I started to get interested in politics a little bit, that the United States was paying either to Afghan or Iraqis anywhere from $50,000 to $65,000 apiece for the civilian deaths that they had caused and what they call this collateral damage. And so when you see a mosque or something that gets blown up and 100 and some odd people die in it, well, a lot of those people were innocent, but in some way, the U.S. will pay for it, and that's probably where all these trillions in Pentagon monies have been paid out, if in fact they do pay anyone out. But as well as with politics, there's another story here about how, this is on Mint Press, about the government's own data shows that the U.S. themselves have interfered in 81 foreign elections. And a lot of that was capitalized by John, Perkins, the economic hitman. If you ever watched that series, there's a couple of videos on it on YouTube there. But he highlighted again, like I say, how U.S. corporations go down there, make things friendly, become these little banana republics. And of course, as we see the U.S. dying more and more, we wonder what kind of banana republic this is going to be if anyone doesn't step up and do something. We're trying it the legal way, as they say, But anyway, again, they're investigating the Russian ones that are alleged to try to interfere into the U.S. politicians here. But it's the U.S. always has that routine behavior, you know, of the accuser rather than the accused. They always like to throw things out that Russia's doing this, Korea's doing that. In Syria, it was chemical weapons, as talked by John Kerry, when I thought he is a veteran of the Vietnam War, watching the napalming of villages and stuff. The doublespeak that people, especially politicians, have is just amazing, you know. Just like in Israel right now, there's a military tourism over there now, and it's basically where people are going. And this one guy, there's a video, I won't play it because of the language there, but it talked about how killing Palestinians became a dream. And it's a tourist in one of the Israelis' anti-terror military campaign. And he says, I'm going to learn how to shoot some effing Palestinian. This is the mindset that people develop. And I think a lot of it is like playing these video games and stuff where it's bang, bang, bang all the time, adjust the blood splatter, whatever, you know. He didn't leave a good enough mark, you know. And a friend of mine on Twitter sent me a story here where another U.S. Marine has been arrested over in Okinawa. Okinawa continues to have problems with the U.S. military raping Japanese women, the constant falling out of the sky of the helicopters and airplanes of the U.S. Falling on their schoolyards and stuff, and the Okinawans are getting tired of it. But this Marine here has been charged for beating a hotel staff, and his comment on the end of that was just to get out of them, you know. And we see that many of the thousands have protested that military base of the United States over in Japan. And that comes on the cusp, too, when you realize that during this meeting of these weirdo Olympic things that people like, that the two Koreas, again, we're talking about reuniting. And all we hear is always this constant blah, 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 blah about Korea. Like, they're the problem. Anyway, Tommy, got about 3 minutes here or so. Go ahead. How are you doing over there in Tennessee? You there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, yeah. How are you doing?
Okay. Just fine. And yourself? How's your weather over there?
It's warming up. Yeah, it's warming. It's supposed to be about 50 tomorrow.
Summertime.
Well, like I said, my opening part of the show was how all the birds are singing in the morning. It sounds so nice to wake up here in Montana in the rural country, you know?
Oh, yeah. Can't imagine. Wouldn't want to live that far north, though, but if you can deal with it, that's good.
What's on your mind?
Just topics and you've been discussing, and your callers there. Just thought I'd chime in and see what comes to me, say hello to you. And did you hear Elle Whitney's program last night when she was talking about the larger picture of things with the who's running the world kind of thing? Did you catch
no.
that?
No, I didn't there, but I talk with a granny out here in the chat room here, but we are on Twitter a lot, but we talk on the phone a lot. But she studied Hebrew and stuff, and she's really into all those Jesuits and the Masons. And to me, it's like I'm more worried about, and this is no diss to granny either, but I'm more into the spiritual side, because religion's only mentioned twice in the Bible, and both times it says they were seeking to try to find the true religion of God. And that's just the way of life, and that's why with my show and stuff, I always try to highlight that we are all part of humanity there, and that governments have to keep us fighting in some way to push their evil agenda of moving goods around the earth. Do you understand that?
Yeah, the question was, I think, or not the question, but what she was bringing up was behind all that. She named off about 12, in the beginning, she named off about 12 suggestions that people had submitted. And they were like, these authors, Graham Hancock.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Tommy, my break's coming up here, so why don't you hang on here, we'll bring it right back, okay?
Anywhere you go, it's on. Talk Radio. all you get. And you wanna.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Any time at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, and we're talking with Tommy down there in Tennessee. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was very interesting because what we see here as we discuss, you discuss, everybody discusses, the perception we're getting, the picture we're seeing is manipulated. So I always think that have learned that it makes more sense. It makes every sense that if you look at things in reverse, it's the right answer because it works out every single time like clockwork without fail. If something looks wrong, well, it's wrong. we could be digging forever as to why and all the hows and but the larger picture is what I'm more interested in because I don't like to get bogged down in all the news trivia and the soap opera and the negativity. You just recognize it and move on. People debate this stuff for ad infinitum. But, it's all the same. What's going on and it's all the things that everybody thinks that's not going on. It's like whatever you think you believe that's not true, that's what's true. And what you think is true, it's not. It's a fiction.
Tommy, I was going to say, as kids, we knew that when we did something wrong, it was wrong. We had a trained moral conscience for it, and if not the latter, then the belt came later on, you know. But we always adjusted for things, and nowadays no one wants to adjust. They get so yoked into a certain life and lifestyle like that. Even employers, employees have realized that if they change their profession every 10 years, they are less bored in life because they just get settled in.
But it's how they want everybody to be, because they don't want anybody to use their imagination and wonder about the wonders of the universe. That's why they airbrush the space when they have photographs. NASA airbrush all the stars out so that you don't think there's anything beyond what they're showing you, so you don't wonder or start to ask questions. And everything that's going on with all the money, it's just their money dumps to keep the money out of the hands of the people that really need it. It's one good reason after another why they got to give the billions of dollars to somebody else rather than to fix these little simple little problems like the homeless and the hungry.
Like the stock market. The stock market now is supposed to be at this great high. Well, it's because of all this trade going on. They know. Remember, the United States is a federal corporation. To secure profits, it will make sure its corporations succeed. And all this stuff is being traded there. And, yeah, they have their ins and outs about which stock is going to go up and which isn't going to go down. It's like I've mentioned before when I used to do satellite. You installed these dishes on buildings so it had instant satellite communication. So the minute the price changed, they went out there and they marked it up on their shelf, or they changed their gas price, you know. It's profit. It's profit over people all the time.
Yep. We have the energy, the charge capacity to move around and animate ourselves with arms and legs and walk and drive and all this in a fiction corporation. Government cannot move.
Yeah, where restrictions apply. Don't forget that disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that the fiction corporation, while, you know, they got suits and there's men and women, and you think they're real people. They're representing the fiction corporation, who is a fiction entity on a piece of paper, who cannot speak or interact with real people. So I've said this before, but everything is to get the charge capacity out of us to move around, to make it look like something's going on when there really isn't, to make it all look real. That's why they need to get the real man in court, for example, because they got to make it look real and convincing, and they're just simply monetizing and hitting that birth certificate over and over, hypothecating and monetizing the heck out of it so they can get quadrillions to keep us slaves. It's simple. It's real simple. You don't need to know all the, people don't need to know all the, you know, details. It's going on. And the greater picture is what I was more interested in, and why is this stuff coming out? I mean, didn't you hear about last month? I never heard you brought it up.
I got a break here, Tommy, so I'm going to let you go here. Maybe you can call next week on that, okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, my best to you, okay? Have a good one there. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Radio, when double talk is all you get, and you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana with On Frequency with me here. You know, a friend over there, Roger, down in Mexico, he had just sent up an article here that was kind of an interesting read. He should have sent a margarita, by the way. Anyway, the article is it's on Truthdig, and it's called The Permanent Lie, Our Deadliest Threat. And, you know, Chris Hedges, I've read a lot of what he says, and he sounds like a decent man. He had a few issues with the Democratic Party that I knew through lies that he would rather have someone that would destroy other countries like that elected into office. But other than that, again, as reading material and stuff, he has some good stories and insights, and that's what a democracy slash Republic is supposed to be like. Anyway, he went on to say that the most ominous danger that we face doesn't come from the eradication of free speech through the obliteration of net neutrality or through Google's algorithms that steer people away from dissent. These left-wing, progressive, and anti-war sites, it does not come from a tax bill that abandons all precepts of fiscal responsibility to enrich corporations and oligarchs, that prepares a way to dismantle programs such as Social Security. It doesn't come from the opening of public lands to the mining and fossil fuel industry. Again, we're back on this corporate thing. And the acceleration of this ecocide by demolishing environmental regulations. We know Trump did that with his allegedly opening up the coal industry. But it says that the most ominous danger we face comes from the marginalization and destruction of these institutions, including courts, academia, legislative bodies, culture organizations, and as you can include the press in there. But it all once ensued that civil discourse was rooted in reality and fact, and it helped us distinguish the lies from the truth and to facilitate justice. The article goes on. But again, we are always led, and I use we pluralism there, by the media, everything. If it isn't the TV telling us we have to go out and buy a certain product or to be able to have some enjoyment in life, we have to have the latest machinery for exercise and everything. But we're constantly being told to, and it's a fabrication, called American exceptionalism or what, that the only way to keep this big corporation going is to go out there and make advancements. And this isn't some deal with Larry Tate and I Dream a Genie where they're trying to run promo ads. This is done in real life. That's why you see the CIA behind so many of these incursions into these countries and assassinations and such. They will secure the profits. And that's one thing as an American I don't care to know, is that somehow my life's subsistence is based on the life of someone else. And it's worse in the animal world. But that's how they frame everything. And, of course, everyone else is supposed to be envious of the American way of life. And I don't see it. But, I'm only saying this basic humanity thing, that people just don't do that. Or should they do that, you know? But anyway, as far as free speech, again, like that, we have over in New Orleans, the city council caves into pressure from the Jewish groups, and it rescinds this human rights resolution. And, it's always historic if something's are done in behalf of the Jewish groups or the pro-Israeli politicians there. But this article here is a little bit on the upside, though, because it was to pass this initiative in accordance with the campaign to boycott, divest, or the BDS movement from Israel and its occupation over there. But more and more people don't see the fact that on a political stage, what it actually causes. And it's like this BDS movement, it isn't actually anti-Jew or like that. It's just anti-apartheid, you know. And but, of course, like that gal that sat on the Knesset that was on Democracy Now! Said that here in America we use the anti-Semitism, and over in Europe we use the Holocaust. And that's how they sway people, you know. But anyone should be able to boycott whatever. If you didn't want to buy DirecTV, well, fine, buy Dish Network or whatever, like whatever your provider would be if you want to watch TV, you know. But that's our inherent right, whether it's free speech or not, to be able to sit there and choose whether you want to go to Walmart or Kmart, you know. Anyway, another prank was done on the U.S. here as far as fake news. I wish it had been from those two Russian guys. I really like their skits that they do on all these foreign leaders. But anyway, this one here was from Turkey, and it did its fake news there about the Clint Eastwood star from American Sniper. Ha ha! No, I'm kidding. Not that. I wish that was it. But anyway, the American Sniper, the star was killed in Syria, and the Pentagon was forced to deny this. But anyway, it shows you that how much counterintelligence must be going on and the actual hatred, because right now Europe, basically, with Turkey and the United States in Iraq and Syria, and that Turkey is targeting U.S.-backed forces and says they will target U.S. forces, and that it was a no-go for this Kurdish area. But you have to think of the spin when, how do you figure if you got two NATO members fighting against each other? Now, does that still mean that they're both, or all of them, or all these member nations are going to start attacking who? Because the members are attacking themselves. It sounds like a bloodbath to me, you know. But this is what's happening. As the U.S. is losing the Middle East, its only thing is to spout more lies about Russia or whatever. And, of course, it's got to be across the other Pacific over here with Korea to keep this corporation going. And again, whenever you hear the United States talking about defenses to Japan or South Korea or Thailand, it's all these billions of dollars in missile technology. And of course, when you look at poverty in those countries, those people can barely wade through rice paddies. And they have to, through their national debt, pay to buy these weapons and stuff when, like I mentioned, with the Korea's meeting there during the Olympics here, and they want to start talking about reconciliation, making up. But again, you can't have that. Too many arms sales are involved. Anyway, I was reading in the paper here, too, where Californians are going to register illegal aliens to vote automatically, and that happens when they get their driver's licenses. I don't even know if they have to take a test for that. But anyway, another note, that the NSA has had a change in its mission statement as posted on its webpage, and they removed honesty as its top priority. So, that's no joke either. You can go look that up. Anyway, there's another story that didn't affect Missouri so much, but it looks like they're passing bills over there. But this is to state how your all your prescriptions and medications, they aren't private. And they're basically being farmed out so that law enforcement and such knows exactly what you're on, what the dosage is on. And I'm sure that these will be later used, especially when on a traffic stop and someone has a bottle of pills or something like that, that they'll be able to run it and tell you exactly what the prescription number is doing. But again, it's just a gal that planted that. She went down to the local store to get a grow light for her tomatoes. And 12 hours later, her door was kicked in, her dog was shot dead, and it was alleging that she was growing pot just for growing or buying a grow lamp. But my friend just sent me this. It's a glass. It says, whiskey has killed more men than bullets, but most of the world would rather be full of whiskey than bullets. A quote from Winston Churchill. But anyway. You know, again, I always try to look at some side of the other side of the story when it comes to aggression or what, like, why would people allow such things to happen? But had they put themselves in those shoes, you might understand what other countries are going for and why there's this hatred. And it isn't just towards the United States. You have to understand that. Yeah, the United States and all these things have been the primary military aggressor of it like that, but they always form these coalition forces. And those coalition forces are the ones that all act together. And there's horrid stories of the U.S. military raping people, the torture up in Afghanistan, the kill team, the striker kill team. But, people would develop a certain hatred because, again, when you got Trump saying that that this nation worships God, not government, what God? I mean, that's all I can think of because I can't see the level of where people would allow an alleged Christian nation to go to all these wars, just like I have mentioned before, that demographically, I wouldn't doubt that, Granny. But anyway, demographically, Russia today, the Federation, is 86% Orthodox Christians. And so if you're in that mindset of Christianity, and then you have to think of wars, do you put your flag over your country with your religion? I mean, wouldn't you be killing your own spiritual brethren if you're Christians? But see, they always have to divide us. There's got to be so many different groups. I just don't remember that growing up. I mean, yeah, there was dope heads and stuff like that, you know, but there was the rockers, and of course I was country, but anyway, when it wasn't cool, I guess. But anyway, but there's always a division somewhere, and that you're supposed to hate on command whoever the government is trying to villainize. And of course, I realize this, what a switch this was from shows like Cops. And of course, it was from all over the country there. But they usually demonize the blacks and the Latinos. It seemed like that was the only ones they could film. Or maybe that's the level of crime and stuff. But they don't talk about the poverty, which pushes some people to do that. And of course, it's just by those worthless politicians that continually enact great big corporate things to where the corporations get tax benefits, and then later on they say, oh, well, now we're going to lay off a couple thousand employees. And as I've mentioned before, each one of those is a potential apartment loss, maybe divorce, home foreclosed on, automobiles repossessed. Corporations don't care, because all it does to them is they make more money, because if they can destroy your credit and stuff, well, that means that for you to borrow, they get to charge more. And I just can't believe people would allow this to keep going on, that their eyes would wake up. And I don't accredit that to living here in rural Montana, to where I have time to sit back and think of things, but I don't watch that much TV. I might listen to an old country radio station once in a while, but other time I'm researching items that I find interesting. Just like when I do this show here, you know, I don't have some set preamble of what I'm going to do for the whole show. It's just items that I scroll through on Twitter and on What Really Happened and a few other sites. And, of course, the ones that I get interested in that I start researching, that I kind of base or define a conclusion. And I think, well, you know, this is newsworthy. Again, like I say, showing the humanity of all sides. When you look at farmers, and coming from a farming community here and having worked with farms, milk cows, had horses, everything like that, you know, I mean, I love the outdoor country life stuff, you know. But the things that people have to do to sustain themselves in other worlds or countries, which is a different world to us. But in France and Italy and stuff, when you see these sanctions targeting, and now it's in Germany there, where it's targeting not just the corporations and feedback, the U.S. telling them not to sell or anything to Russia because of their failed Ukraine experiment. But it hurts their economies. And, of course, the economy becomes the farmer, who in turn, because of U.S. sanctions, loses their farm, probably their home, whatever like that. There could be a divorce. The kids could go through separation. And these corporations just don't care, because if that happens, you'll be in court paying an attorney. And, of course, the corporation keeps going. That's why I get so mad when I hear stories about people that are living off in the land out in some mountain area. I mean, back in the 70s, same scenario. You could go out and park in the desert in Nevada, no one would come bother you, you know, unless someone reported you missing like that, you know. But same thing when we used to camp out in the woods. Nowadays, do you have a permit to be up here? Everything has been corporatized. And it's so upsetting. Like the fuel tax here on this reservation. Most of the fuel tax that we pay for, regardless of who's buying it, most of it, majority of it, pretty close to three-quarters of it, goes back to the tribe here. And we don't see no tribal road crews out here. And the potholes are bad, and this is Montana. And even my trip last week up there to Troy, I noticed where the snowblade had scuffed the top of that brand new highway they'd put up through there. And I just think of the continued damage of how the water pours in and cracks and the road opens back up. It's just everything's a patch job, it seems like, to get anything done. But the premise of looking at oneself in the mirror, as I mentioned before, was that biblically, I guess you would say that it's everything is the law has basically been written in your heart. You know it's not right to steal and murder and whichever, you know. But then to sit there and blindly allow politicians to do exactly from what their own conscience, moral, let me put it, moral conscience would say that this is a reason why this country has gone downhill and why I highlight so much that politicians are there to represent you. So if there's something wrong in Washington, you have to realize it's got to be wrong at home. These people couldn't get that way if not the ability to be put in office or maintain office, or there's a massive lot of vote fraud. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. We're at the end of the show here, but yeah, there's something I want to bring up here. I don't know if anyone's heard in the news here, and this really disturbs me for the fact, because I have this like photographic image category in my head. I'll see something, I'll remember it word for word, and I'll just go research it later on and say, hey, I knew that. Anyway, over there in Kabul, there was a massive explosion there, and somewhere upwards of 100 people have died now. But it's being blamed on the Taliban. And I've mentioned that video out here before about ISIL slash target Russia. And it goes on to, in that video there, I believe it's from an Al Jazeera reporter, that highlighted how ISIL has joined hands with the Taliban to further encroach into Russian area. And, of course, we know that Russia, you know, quickly stomps that stuff out. But I wanted to remind you of the premise of this, because it wasn't too long ago that the Daily Mail came out with that article about how Joe Biden had said that the Taliban is not an enemy of the U.S., and then later it was confirmed on various news media outlets like Fox that says that the White House confirms Biden's statement. So if these guys aren't enemies, just like Al-Qaeda was bad, and then the CIA openly says they're supporting them, we're always back to these distractions. We don't see it because we don't have to witness the deaths that are associated, or the screaming mothers or the fathers weeping as their children are have died or the mate has lost their loved one. We don't get subjected to that, but you can sure bet through those different Middle Eastern and other stations that this stuff is being seen, and that's why the United States is losing its influence in the world. And a video game can't train you for that. I think the most violent one I played on a computer was Pac-Man. But anyone should be able to see what's going on in the not only in our country, but in the world there, and why, with changing cultural issues, sexual issues, or identifications thereof, that people are worried there, because the United States used to be that beacon, or as Reagan would say, that city shining on the hill, taken from a Bible clause there. But the world doesn't see America as that anymore. They see it as an aggressor that keeps pushing its dominant foreign policy, regardless of international law, on everyone. And that should bother people. And then to constantly have these politicians that always address everything in pluralism, like all Americans support such and such. Well, I mean, that's useless, because I can't support it. And just like this show here, I'm not out here for any agenda and like that. I'm when you live like an old saying says, there's a lot of wisdom at the foot of an elderly man. And with my older ham friends and stuff, we sit around and talk, and I listen to what they say, how things were in their life, and I realize how much it changed for my life and how much it's changing for my daughter's life, and now they're having daughters. Anyway, that's the end of our show here. I thank you for joining there. Thank those in the chat room there, and also Kenneth in the control room. And we'll catch you next Sunday here on Frequency with Keith Rogers in Western Montana.
Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle.